When the people went by the house to church the next day, they could hardly believe their eyes. There was glass in the windows instead of a wooden shutter, and the poor man and his wife, dressed in nice new clothes, were seen devoutly kneeling in the church. "There is something very strange in all this," said everyone.
"Something very strange indeed," said the rich man,
when 3 days afterwards he received an invitation from his once poor brother to a grand feast. And what a feast it was! The table was covered with a cloth as white as snow, and the dishes were all of silver or gold. The rich man could not in his great house, and with all his wealth, set out such a table.
"Where did you get all these things?" exclaimed he.
His brother told him all about the bargain he had made with the dwarfs, and, putting the mill on the table, ground out boots and shoes, coats and cloaks, stockings, gowns and blankets, and bade his wife give them to the poor people that had gathered about the house, to get a sight of the grand feast the poor brother had made for the rich one. The rich man was very envious of his brother's good fortune, and wanted to borrow the mill, intending, for he was not an honest man, never to return it again. His brother would not lend it, for the old man with the white beard had told him never to sell or lend it to anyone. Some years went on, and at last the possessor of the mill built himself a grand castle on a rock by the sea, facing the west. Its windows, reflecting the golden sunset, could be seen far out from the shore. It became a noted landmark for sailors. Strangers from foreign parts often came to see this castle, and the wonderful mill, of which the most extraordinary tales were told.